a guy called Kim Ung Yong, and do you want to know what he's termed as?
I'd love to know, yeah.
An actual genius.
An actual genius, that's what they say? Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like something like my niece would say or something.
Yeah, he's like an actual genius.
Post Malone's an actual genius.
Yeah, he's got a tattooed face and he raps and he's actually genius at it.
Yeah, so this boy was born 1962, and I'm going to just read this verbatim, basically. By the time he could have conversations when he was 6 months old. That's bizarre. Like, speaking to an actual baby, not an actual genius, an actual baby, but that would be bizarre. But yeah, 6 months, he's having conversations. And then by the time he was like four, he could read in Japanese, Korean, German, and English. And he could then do all that calculus, wacky math shit by the time he was five. And done a university physics course when he was six years old. Imagine how much of a dent in your confidence that would do if you were just so happened to be in his class and you'd been studying your whole life, 21, 22, and a fucking toddler walks in and just takes a picture of you.
Oh, I've just Googled him and I've seen a picture of when he was a baby, like a wee toddler's picture, and he does look like a fucking boffin man.
I've not seen a picture of Kim Ung Yong, but I know what he looks like.
Yeah, like, see, if you saw him in the street, you would think he's good at maths. He's got that wee boffin look about him. It's a bit weird though, like, it's mad because that is, like, he's not done something at the age of 6 months that's made him learn how to talk. It's just came naturally. He's obviously naturally gifted. He's got a brain that works very, very differently to most people, I would imagine. There's not, like, he's put in, if he's at four, if he's doing complex calculus. Yeah, he's not like decided, I'm going to do that, I'm going to get right good at this. It's just a gift he's obviously got, which it comes naturally to him, and that is amazing. Have you ever seen that? You ever seen that Big Bang Theory spin-off, that Young Sheldon programme?
You know, I don't like the Big Bang Theory to start with, so I know what that is, but I have never watched a second of it, mate.
Right, well, it kind of shows you Sheldon. I've only seen some of it, but it shows you Young Sheldon basically getting skipped through the classes and stuff like that, and he's at junior high and high school in America with all these proper, near enough adult kids, and he's just this wee boffin. And it must be a pure shite existence for them, because you've got nothing in common with MD you're with at school. It must be really hard to make friends and stuff like that. And people will probably think you're a bit of a weirdo anyway, so I don't reckon it's much of a life.
Not particularly. While you've got him Googled there, mate, what is he doing nowadays? Like, is there any indication what he's up to?
Still doing maths, but looks of things. Loads of pictures of him in front of a
big
blackboard. Chalkboard, you can't see blackboard.
Fucking
now.
Goodwill Hunting.
At the age of five, he appeared on television and shocked the audience by solving different equations. He worked at NASA. He went to work for NASA, where he worked for 10 years. He said, his years at NASA, I led my life like a machine. I woke up, solved the daily assigned equation, ate, slept, and so forth. I really didn't know what I was doing. I was lonely and had no friends. There you go. That's what I was just saying. Oh my God, this is amazing, Jack. After working at NASA, he actually did work at NASA quite young. He went back to South Korea. And he was forced to complete standard South Korean schooling in order to get a job. So he had to go and get his elementary, middle, and high school degrees before he could get an actual job doing civil engineering.
Did they have to do military service? I presume he would have as well. So
he doesn't mention that in here.
Come here and do a bit of Shokatoa, mate. Pythagoras. Now, figure out the length of that hypotenuse now. Cunts like that, mate. I can literally bench base time with my mind, and you want me to do that? Yeah. Otherwise, no job.
He says he describes himself in 2014 as a bit of a failure. I'm a bit of a failed genius because people look at my high IQ and my early start to life, and look at me now. I'm just working as a associate professor in Shinhan University.
Oh, just an associate professor.
Yeah, he's not a full professor, just
a loser.
Yeah, an ass professor, as you say. Huh. Which is a bit surprising, like, to be fair, doing all that shit when you're young and then being at NASA and then ending up just a fucking adult teacher. That is a bit mad.
He had an IQ of 210, supposedly, which is
triple like, digits.
Meant to be triple D's, man. Like, it's meant to be like one of the highest ever. IQ kind of, I don't really understand it. I've never done a proper IQ test, but I've done one of those internet ones when I was about 18, and I think I got like 104 or something, like a pure proper bang in the middle IQ. See, when it gets to that number, it's kind of like exponential, if you know what I mean. So, like, I think if you've got an IQ of 160, you're Albert Einstein, basically. That's what he had, like 162 or something.
Right.
And then, like, each point above that, it's not like you just get 1 point smarter. It's like that fucking mad graph that starts to go up the way.
Yeah.
You know, the one that just sort of spikes?
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing, IQ is like that. It's such a huge difference when you get to those levels. It just grows and grows and grows.
210, like, yeah, your brain has to be wild different to have that higher number. I don't know what you think about. Like, I can see why.
It's like you must walk about.
You don't
want
to have a fucking conversation with me or you.
No.
Could you just be sitting there thinking,
this guy's an idiot.
Kelly Nicholas. Like, this guy, that's it. It might be a bit niche for some people, that reference there, but it just sitting there going, this guy is a simpleton, basically.
I reckon he walks about and he just sees the Matrix code flying through his face all the time.
Well, that's it. I do remember reading an interview with a guy who had an IQ of 200 and something, and he's one of those like proper failed geniuses. He was a bouncer for Gears or whatever, but he, pretty sure he said in his interview that while he was bouncing, standing on the doors, he would literally be thinking of like that Matrix shit in his head all the time.
Yeah.
That's just what was going on in his head. It's just bizarre.
It really is. It's mad. Absolutely mad. I only ever did one IQ test. I've did silly internet ones, did one, and it wasn't even proper. There was a programme on TV years ago, and it was the National IQ Test. And it was, I think it was Philip Schofield and Anne Robinson that presented it. And this would...
Is this during her Weakest Link?
Yeah, maybe just before that or during that sort of thing. It was the National IQ Test, and you basically did the IQ test on TV. That you could print off the papers and the answer papers and stuff and do it along. And there's a studio audience all taking part and different celebrities doing it at the same time as well. And then you got your score at the end. And I was very much middle of the road, just average as well. She's back on TV again now, Anne Robinson. She's the new presenter account. New presenter account down.
All right, okay.
Which is a show for people with high IQs.
One thing that I'm very much not good at is word jumbles and shit like that. I'm really bad at that. Terrible at it. I've never been good at anagrams and shit like that as well. So just never really been able to sort of wrap my head. I can kind of do the numbers. I usually get the numbers pretty close.
Yeah.
But the letters, I don't think I've ever got more than a 6-letter word, ever.
Yeah,
ever.
I think I've probably done maybe a 7 a couple of times, but I cheat a little bit because I sometimes pause it. I can't do it in the time scales they give you, but I sometimes pause the telly and look at it for a little bit longer and I can come up with something that way. However, see with the way SkyQ is now, when you pause it, it covers up the numbers. So it's a pain in the arse. It covers up the numbers and the letters on my TV, so I don't actually get to see them when I pause it anymore. But I did used to cheat at it a little bit by giving myself that little bit extra time, but I could never do it competitively and be able to do it in the time scales and stuff like that. I'd make an idiot of myself.
I kind of thought, like, see if you're really fast at writing, right, and say the give me a C, Carol, don't give me a C, give me a vowel, O, consonant D. See if you had like a grid and then you just sort of fired it, the A down one side and then along the top and then sort of filled the grid out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to get at? Like, if you were a fast writer, you could almost get the letters, not in every possible order, because there's probably about 40 billion orders that you can know how, like, these mad numbers.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably millions of order, but if you could get, like, some sort of grid, you could get it in a sort of funky order where you could sort of kickstart your memory. I kind of thought about that.
Yeah, apparently a good way of doing it is you write the vowels down, and you write the consonants in a circle round the vowels. apparently that helps your brain because you're basically, you're picking out the consonants and reading through the vowels, and the vowels would always be in the middle of the consonants usually anyway. So apparently that is the way to do it if you're doing it on paper. Write the vowels and then just draw the consonants in a circle around those vowels, and it helps right. your brain to kind of draw visual patterns between the letters.
I see. So that's probably like a better way of doing it than the way I was thinking, like yeah. drawing a massive fucking grid. But
yeah, I think they give you 30 seconds, so it probably is better.
Probably is better to do a spider chart thing. Yeah, for sure.